There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. Easy to do, too. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. A reminder that this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. John Zarpolis, the president of NPRI, Nevada Policy, Nevada Policy Research Institute, whatever you call it. They do a lot of good for our community. For our state, for our locales. They have offices in Reno and in Las Vegas. And, John, first of all, thank you so much. I got to compliment you. Begin with a compliment. You guys did a great 28th anniversary dinner. It was phenomenal.
We had fun. Dennis Prager was hilarious. I knew the intellect. I didn't know the humor was there. We had a good time, and it just, you know, people went home happy, entertained, learned something,
and energized.
Well fed, energized. Yep, energized. That's the bottom line, right?
I thought it was just great. What is it? What is it you try and do? I mean, obviously, you want to raise money, and I understand that. But what is it? What is the mission statement when you're going to bring all these people together, like-minded for the most part? What are you trying to do?
Bring hope. So many conservatives in this state are you know, feel very frustrated. We are controlled by the unions now. How are you going to get a fiscal conservative agenda passed? They've seen the big sweep. They were brokenhearted by the Sandoval administration and the commerce tax and other like-minded things. They see the national media and the constant just lies against our president and the administration, et cetera, et cetera. It's about hope. It's about, yes, we're still out there fighting, and we are actually making progress. And here's some great ideas, and you're in a room full of like-minded people, and that's really the bottom line is hope.
I want to ask you, because we've been talking with everybody today about their memories of 1 October. It's a day that it's a night that I'll remember forever. I was watching, I believe it was Adam Housley on Fox News, wandering the streets around the Harvest Festival, talking with people, some sober, some drunk, all traumatized. And what it is we learned. First of all, I have a lot of people that still don't believe that we're being told the truth, that the lack of transparency.
Yeah.
You know, the RJ has to go to court to get body cam footage and things like that. Do you worry about the transparency? I know that NPRI
Absolutely.
Very much into transparency in government. This is, you know, the intersection of government and law enforcement. Can you talk a little bit about the transparency of 1 October?
Well, first of all, Nevada policy has always been about open records and transparency in all areas. And thank goodness that the RJ stays after it and takes the time and goes to court. And yes, there's just a feeling amongst everyone in our community here that we don't know what happened. We never will. And why should that be? Every possible record should just be available to the public that doesn't out somebody's personal information or presumed innocence, although, you know, that doesn't happen if you're on the Supreme Court, but that's a whole other issue. So it is a mindset, and we have good open record laws. But the mindset here, especially in the justice system, is one of don't tell them anything, hide it, keep it clean.
Is that because this is going to result in $100, $200, $300, $500 million in plaintiff's attorneys and lawsuits? Does it make it more difficult to get transparency when you've got folks for whom this is a million, maybe a billion-dollar issue?
Well, there's the money motivator, but there's also just the embarrassment factor. I mean, we had a police officer on the floor below the shooter stayed there for 10 minutes or something. So, we don't know if they're hiding it for reputation purposes or financial purposes or for protecting tourism we don't know motivations, but let's get out of that mindset. And how about we tell everybody everything we possibly can and let the public know, let them make up their minds, let this be discussed, and we come to some consensus and some closure. It's about closure. It's about closure for the victims and the families that lost people. It's about my neighbor who's traumatized, who was at the event. She fled for her life. She's still suffering. She would like to know more, but there's this feeling that they never will. And so that's not what public service is about. Public service is about healing a community, and healing comes when you know what happened and then making make changes. I mean, they're talking about there's still problems in the radio transmitter system and that. Okay, we haven't solved that. That should all still be being talked about, should have been talked about a whole lot more right afterwards, and we should have come up with some solutions. But part of what government bureaucrats do and bureaucracies is they clamp down, don't want to change, and don't want to talk about it for fear of even more criticism. Well, that's not how a democracy works. It works by people talking about it. It works by ideas and thoughts and changes and op-eds and people coming on your show, people calling in to talk about it. And then out of that, hopefully, comes change that improves everything. We have no idea if this is going to happen again here or not. We don't know what improvements have been made. We don't know what thoughts and changes have happened. Please tell us that.
And that's not a political issue. That is a transparency issue.
It's all transparency. And maybe it comes down to politics because the politicians who end up telling us want to get reelected and feel they have things to hide. I think one of the beauties of Trump is talk about transparent. Everything he thinks, he tweets. I mean, he's the
stream
ultimate
of consciousness.
He's the ultimate transparent president. Why can't we have everyone else locally? Let's start tweeting, guys. Tell us what's going on.
John Zarpolis joining us. He's the president of NPRI. We're going to take a quick break. More on 1 October. Is there one thing that we need to know? Like, for instance, I don't think we know why this shooter did this. Taking 58 lives, wounding over 500, that's incredible to me. And there has to be a reason why, but yet I get a sense we don't know. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. John Sarpalis joining us, the president of NPRI. You've got your new report card for the legislature. Just out fact, you're going to be delivering some of these in just about an hour. Am I right?
I'm delivering them. And if you'd like to get one, go to NPRI.org and simply download it. And it really is really fun reading. A lot of detail on votes in all our core areas. I mean, from collective bargaining, taxes, every which one. And we rate on each issue as well as collective issues. I mean, the total issue, the cumulative issue. And you'll be surprised at some of the people we actually are praising. Quite a few
Maybe
Democrats.
Even a Democrat?
Oh, there's some, especially in the area of transparency. They did good things. And also in the area of criminal justice reform. Some really strong people stood up for it.
Do any of the legislators ever come back to you and say, hey, John, come on, man. Don't flunk me. I mean, come on. I should have had at least a D.
I'm laughing because, yes, last week we had that discussion with somebody. I'm not outing them, but they didn't do well. And we explained why, and I think maybe they've seen the light, which is great. That's the whole idea. Wow. Let's put some pressure on them. So please, if you're interested in politics in this state and you're a voter or you're a donor to any of these campaigns, go to mpri.org and get the scorecard and take a look and then quiz them before you write the check.
I was going to say, you ought to be looking at this before you even donate a penny.
Right, exactly. I mean, we need to hold them accountable. That's the only way we're going to get what we need. And Republicans did very well on taxation, and if that's your issue, great. And they weren't so good on some other things. There was a few of them that were weak in transparency and and Democrats that were strong in some areas you might be interested in. So take a look at the scorecard and then ask them. Make them explain.
I don't think I've ever asked you this on air, but I'm curious. Do you like this thing of having a legislative session, the 80th Nevada legislature meeting for 120 days and then going dormant for the next year and a half?
Oh, it's fabulous to have a
limited
every other year. I mean, you know, they're supposed to be part-time in Illinois. If you remember, I'm a refugee and escapee. Yes, supposed to be a part-time once a year. But then they always have an extra session, and they always have a special fall session. And so they've made it into a full-time job. And all it does is give them more time to figure out how to spend more and tax more and not balance the budget even worse. It's all that ever happens. So, yes, a finite time to get things done is great. I would like to actually see a limit of how many bills can be introduced because it all kind of comes in and it backs up, and in the last minute it's such a hurry up. Now, their solution is going to be, well, we should have more time. We should extend the legislature. Mine is, how about you get your priorities in order before you get there? You have, 500 you can introduce or 800, whatever, and that's it. And get them in early and let the LCB do its thing and have discussion. And when you get there, then you get it done.
So you're looking for legislator discipline before they ever get to Carson City.
Okay, I'm a dreamer.
I was going to say, seriously, I mean, asking these guys to say, yeah, we just want to limit it to 500 bills. Well, then what if somebody has a killer 500 first bill? Sorry.
Well, or you drop one. Okay, well, take off that one. We'll fill one in. I don't know. I mean, we can come up with some exception somewhere. But just a thought. I mean, I'm a little crazy.
Let me ask you. The job that Steve Sisolak has done as governor, the one thing he did is he kept us from losing our status, with the Electoral College.
Yes.
That was one thing he did that was really good, and mm-hmm. it kind of surprised people. Mm-hmm. But on balance, what do you think of the job he did as a first-time governor?
On transparency, he hung in there. I mean, he softened on some things, but I think he's really, really understands the concept of open records and transparency. So I think he did a good job there. He's going to have tremendous pressure next session for raising taxes. So he set himself up to have a real problem. He's an average. I mean, I'm not going to bad rap him, and I'm not going to go, great job. He's somewhere in between. It could have been a lot worse. I just think that the whole legislative session they came in disorganized, and I'm shocked at that. I don't think they're used to leadership. So I think next session's going to be a lot worse for those of us that believe in lower taxes and balanced budgets.
Now you mentioned that he's going to be under tremendous pressure to raise taxes. They've got $100 million that's sitting earmarked for nothing.
Right.
Are you trying to tell me they don't have enough money? They're going to need more money next session?
What is enough for a Democrat-controlled union motivated organizations? I don't know. I think they're going to be looking for pay raises for everything. They're going to be looking for more for all of their kind of programs. They're going to say they're pro-business and want to expand the GO-ED program, where they're giving away more tax money to bring businesses in that already are established. And in the meantime, tax the little guys who are trying to get started here to pay for those bigger friends. They're going to try to expand all government programs, and there's never going to be enough.
You've been around politics for much of your adult life, and I'm curious what you think of all this impeachment talk. This is running on separate tracks alongside We got impeachment, and then you got the reelection of the president. Is it going to have any impact, you think, statewide? I mean, Republicans are hell-bent on getting the state back, making it red again. And obviously, Democrats want to keep it as blue as they possibly can. They want to increase their margin in the Senate, have a filibuster-proof, two-thirds majority, a supermajority. Do you think there's going to be an impact here in the state of Nevada to what's going on in our nation's capital?
There can be. It depends how this plays out, where this goes. It's going to motivate both sides at the moment, so I don't know what that means. The problem is motivate both sides. The Democrats and the unions are better organized, so motivation and better organization helps them more than it helps us, but it doesn't hurt to be more motivated. It all depends how this goes. If this comes down to impeachment, if there's absolutely no crime and they go ahead with this, I think that it changes a lot. And top of the ticket matters in terms of local elections. There can be coattails from Trump and there can be the opposite, backlash. We don't know yet. It's just too early.
Have you seen anything that looks to you like an impeachable offense? I mean, because right now, even though the House is out on another 2-week vacation, they had a 6-week vacation, now they got another 2-week vacation, but yet supposedly Democrats are collecting material for the, quote, articles of impeachment, and that when they come back in 2 weeks, they're going to unveil these things.
It's all political. It's all political. I don't see an underlying crime. I don't think there is anything. It's just politics. But what happened to them being legislators? Have they done absolutely anything? Nothing. It's all been about this. So we're in completely uncharted territory. Their job is not to politicize everything. Their job is to discuss legislation, deal with issues, and to make something happen for the people.
By the way, speaking of making something happen, you want to make something happen for somebody who's a veteran, who has some experience, because you're looking for a paid intern.
Correct. We are looking for a Nevada college student, full or part-time student here somewhere in Nevada, who is a military veteran who is of service. We have a $12 an hour paid internship with Nevada policy, flexible hours. We would love to have you apply. Just send us an email at info@nevadapolicy.org, and we'll tell you more about the position, and we can tailor it to fit your needs, but also ours, and it's a way to give back a little bit, and also we usually get a great worker out of it, so it works out for everybody.
I love it. John, always good to see you, my friend. Thank you so much. Have fun at the luncheon today. You're going to be giving out the report card. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Thanks so much. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
That's John Zarpolis, the president of NPRI, Nevada Policy or Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stick around. Coming up, a military veteran, in fact, a Marine Corps veteran, Jesse Jane Duff from the Trump Campaign Advisory Board and Women for Trump. That's all next. Live and local now. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. We've been talking a lot about impeachment. We've been talking a lot about the president. And there is a common thought, and I hear this from both Democrats and Republicans, that one of the keys to victory in 2020 for the president is capturing women. Women. That it's all going to be about women and where women voters go. Do they vote for Trump or do they vote Democrat? I had a chance earlier today to talk about that and a whole bunch more with Jesse Jane. And by the way, she is one of the nicest people you would ever want to meet. Jessie Jane Duff is a Marine Corps veteran, and she is full of energy. And I had a chance to talk to her about all of this and a whole lot more earlier today.
You invited a swamp creature, although I'm not one. You know, I live here, but I am on the boat above the water. I just want everybody to know that.
And by the way, just for the record, only because we have a special affection for folks who hail from the People's Republic of California, you went from California to the swamp. So you're still fighting the battles, I know.
Well, not exactly. I served 20 years on active duty in the Marine Corps and then came to the swamp. So I went and saw what the real world was about and understood from a very bird's eye view on how corrupt the Democrats had become. From working inside the military, seeing how often the military was neglected, how the policies became social programs, and really seeing that this effort that we're seeing now has just reached a boiling point, but it has been simmering for probably over 20 years. The Democrats of our parents' era are not the Democrats we see today. I mean, what we're seeing now is just flagrant, outlandish lies to undermine a duly elected president. And it's repeated so often, particularly on many networks that we can remain nameless here. Even some of our networks that we thought were very conservative are now going at this in a manner that's unfair, inappropriate, disingenuous, and just sometimes flagrantly lying because they can.
Let me ask you, and let me have you lay out for the thousands of women that are probably listening right now to this radio program. Some may be on the fence. Some may have voted for the president and said, well, all the tweets and all the stuff, I just can't do it. I can't take it. All the controversy, I can't take it. We need to make a change. Make the case for the president to women who are undecided.
So I would say to the ladies out there that are uncomfortable, what you have to remember is he's not a perfect man, but he's the perfect man for right now. No man is perfect. No man or woman is perfect. We all know that. But his style and mannerism was right on time. And what was your alternative? You know what your alternatives were. Your alternatives were other Republicans that were swamp creatures that were glued at the hip to other Democrats that were passing many of the laws that were in place, the policies that were in place, or essentially putting in policies that were in place that we had to get rid of that were slowing down American productivity. Barack Obama, make no mistake, did not do the slowdown in jobs growth by himself. We had plenty of Republicans that were in office that first 2 years he was in office who failed on stopping the health care issues, who failed on keeping things in check that had since been demolished, even under the Bush administration. You needed somebody to come in with a wrecking ball, ladies. It might bruise a little, but I'll tell you what, you're tougher, you're stronger, because who else was going to defend this president other than the president himself? With Twitter, he's been able to go at them hard, and many people will squirm and go, oh, that's uncomfortable. But you know what? Give it 24, 48 hours, and you find out he was 100% right. For example, let me call out the Baltimore situation. He was watching Fox News and saw a young woman who's on the Republican committee in Maryland, and she's African-American, talking about how it is a rat-infested city. And she literally showed videotape that she had taken going into these neighborhoods. Mind you, she is an African-American resident of Baltimore, calling out Elijah Cummings. He was infuriated to see how this once great city, and parts of it still are, but has been widely neglected by the representatives who have been in office well over 40 years. So what does he do? He tweets it out, and people tried to call him a racist. Come to find out, less than 48 hours later, probably even in 24, footage of Elijah Cummings calling Baltimore rat-infested came out. Not only that, Frank Luntz came out, and he was trying to say that Trump would have never said infested about a white community, and I put him in check on Twitter, got retweeted well over 2,000 times. I said, I'm sorry, Frank, you're wrong. He called New Hampshire drug infested in 2017. Lily White New Hampshire. So once you demolish one of their arguments, they quickly scurry away like rats because they know that they have failed, and they go after another one, then another one, then another one. Russia collusion. What did you want them to do? Sit back and just stay numb and quiet? If it weren't for this president going after them with a wrecking ball, we would have never known how bad it got because he defended himself. He finally got Republicans to get on board and defend him because, as we all know, there were many Republicans who were not being helpful. As you know, Paul Ryan did not even run for re-election. And why is that? Because he couldn't get muster up the internal fortitude to stand with this president.
Again, Jesse Jane Duff joining us from the Trump Campaign Advisory Board and Women for Trump. Is impeachment inevitable? We're hearing the drumbeats. The House is off for 2 weeks. During that time, they are supposedly putting together articles of impeachment. Is it your view that we are going to have to fight impeachment?
It's in my view that the Democrats are going to fail at this. And if we have to fight, bring it on. Rudy Giuliani already stated that he'd love to go testify because he will drag every one of these witnesses in with him. He's already got the letters from the prosecutor in the Ukraine that was already written 2 months ago. The statement that flat out, yes, he was fired because Hunter Biden was under investigation. This was signed over 2 months ago, an affidavit. He has all the evidence right there. He basically, as John Cardillo has said on Newsmax to me yesterday, he showed up with receipts. And guess what? We're going to cash in and get a refund. The evidence is overwhelming that this whistleblower was a setup. Over just 2 weeks before this quote-unquote whistleblower came forward, they wouldn't have even qualified to be a whistleblower. Do we call that a coincidence? I don't think so. I think this was strategic because people within the intelligence community themselves have felt that this is not the right president because they're not in mass control anymore. And the fact is, they found somebody who stated they heard secondhand all of this falsified information, never even witnessed it. I was on active duty 20 years, as I said. I've worked in the programs that offer whistleblower protection. You have to have direct knowledge. You should have heard it yourself. You had to be a witness yourself, not secondhand. That's like me calling up to you and telling you what Aunt Millie said about you. You're like, and what does that mean to me? It's not relevant. So anyway, what I'm getting back to, though, is let's look at what this president has accomplished for women. All the women out there that are on the fence, we are getting daily 1,800 new jobs daily due to new or current women-owned businesses. 1,800 a day. Over 3.6 million of the 6 million new jobs have gone to women. That means over half of the new jobs have gone to women. Let's also look at the 10 million people that have come off of food stamps. Many of them are women who have come out of poverty. Let's look at 500,000 new manufacturing jobs. We lost 200,000 under President Obama the last 2 years of his administration. Many women are in manufacturing jobs. Let's go to the biggest one of all. Lowest unemployment rate for women in 68 years. The Department of Labor wasn't even keeping data till 70 in the 1970s, and it's the lowest unemployment rate since the 1970s for African Americans, 5.5%. Guess what? The African American women, even better, 4.2%. It keeps dropping. It might already be down to 4.1%. National unemployment rate, 3.7%. So, ladies, who is that helping? Not just you, your husbands, your sons, your daughters. You don't have to have your kids in your basement till they're 29 years old. You can honestly have a better quality of life. And with the rate of increase in wages, we're talking average income rate of increase is now up to $4,000 a year per household. So let's look at what this president has accomplished. And he has kept every bit of word that he has given to us. A tweet should not be your issue. Your economy should be your issue. Your family should be your issue. And when our lives are improving and our families' lives are improving, we know that we are keeping America great.
Again, Jesse Jane Duff joining us from the Trump Campaign Advisory Board and Women for Trump. We've talked so much about impeachment over the last couple of weeks. Nobody's talking about the 20-some-odd Democrat presidential wannabes. Anybody out there that you fear, that you think maybe is a bad matchup for the president?
actually not, and this is why they're going after impeachment. Let's make no mistake. They've tried to go after impeachment for 2 years, and Nancy Pelosi kept pushing back. Why was that? And the inner circles I'm tied to here in D.C., we knew very well that Nancy Pelosi was not going to start any impeachment hearings because she did not want to distract from a potential candidate that could win the seat fair and square. Well, we've all seen what they've offered us. They've offered us garbage. She knows that former President, Vice President Biden is pretty much a failure on the road. He can't even remember basic facts and information. He gets tongue-tied. I forgive him for that, but that's not somebody we need in the White House. We also can see that the other candidates want the Green New Deal, which will cost $93 trillion. Not billion, not million, $93 trillion for Americans, because you will now be taking everything offline that we now currently enjoy under the freedoms we've currently experienced. Many of them are proposing getting rid of fossil fuels. That would cost us 10.5 million, million jobs. Again, now, government-run health care will cost us $32 trillion, and 200 million Americans will come, I'm sorry, 200, yes, 200 million Americans will come off of their private health care. So let's just go back to what is real here. The Democrats offer nothing, and when this impeachment inquiry came, we know now that it's a strategy to keep him from winning the White House. And why do I know that this is true? When she did her press conference, number one, she never saw the transcript. Had not seen it. She tried to say on the media that it was a public information. It was not. She had never seen the transcript. She was going off of Adam Schiff, who is so corrupt that we know that he will make up anything to try to get people to believe this. And then the head of the Intelligence Committee, by the way, too. So she comes out and she said in her press conference, we cannot let him win. Now, that's her agenda. Has nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors. It has nothing to do with anything else other than they're losing power. And never, ever, ever think that power is given away freely. Number two, Al Green, Congressman Al Green, is documented as saying on CNN when he was questioned, do you not think that this will backfire on the Democrats? He said, we have to impeach him so he cannot win. Or to stop him from winning, something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But he said, we had to impeach him so he can't win. I'm sorry. Isn't that the decision of the American voter? Isn't that our decision? They're trying to make the decision for us by saying he's so bad. Let the American people who are benefiting under this economy, benefiting under this national security, benefiting over the prosperity that we're seeing, and the women, the new women's businesses that are creating 1,800 jobs a day, have a say at the polls. They want to take away your right and my right to decide. And the fact is this president has done everything he promised he would. He's keeping his promises to the United States of America, and he is promoting every single American. Lowest unemployment rate historically across the board. Asian Americans, Latino Americans, Black Americans, and all other Americans in between, white Americans. Every American is having a lower 3.7%. So I dare to say to you, he is the greatest threat to the Democratic Party's ever having any stability again. Nancy Pelosi is a very strategic and smart person. She put forward impeachment when she knew that now it wouldn't be a distraction from her failed candidates, because her candidates can't win anyway. So the best she can do is try to defeat President Trump and then put in hands, and what goodness knows what their plan is after that.
You are so full of energy. I love your energy. Jesse Jane Duff, if people want to know more about what you're up to, about the Trump Campaign Advisory Board or Women for Trump, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Well, let's meet today. Anybody wants to get involved and understand what's going on, go to women.donaldjtrump.com. That's women.donaldjtrump.com. Sign up there. And then on that website, you can see everything coming up, such as his rallies, events in your local community. And when you get signed up, you'll get messages when things are coming to your area. Also, pay attention to his website. It has all the data that I've given you, all the successes he is promoting. Text. Here's the other one. Text EMPOWER. The word EMPOWER, EMPOWER, to 88022. That's 88022. You will get campaign updates. Get involved. Sign up. get your name in there. That way they know that you are out there and you're supporting the president. If you can contribute, do a reoccurring contribution, even if it's $20. Most of us work for free for the campaign. We're not being paid. This campaign has to pay big expenses, advertising. We're fighting for our lives, people, and it takes money to do that. And we have to make sure that we show that he wins and sweeps this election. And this whole I'm the most popular gal is buried under a carpet because he honestly is the most popular among the American people. You can find me on Twitter at Jessie, J-E-S-S-I-E. An I in there for girls, J-E-S-S-I-E, Jane, J-A-N-E, Duff, D-U-F-F, Frank, and you will see me on Twitter. You can also have the same with my Facebook is Jessie Jane Duff, and my Instagram, guess what it is, Jessie Jane Duff. If you want to follow the campaign, you go to Instagram is, we have Women for Trump 20, Facebook is Women for Trump 20. And on the Twitter, we do not have a Twitter handle because somebody else took the Women for Trump handle. That's not ours. That is not ours. Be careful of the faux accounts out there. We are actually Trump, Team Trump. And if you follow at Team Trump, that's the campaign's Twitter handle. And we also have Trump War Room, which is amazing on Twitter. It gives you the fighting talking points. I love those.
I love those, too. Now, normally, with a Jessie Jane Duff or anybody, you say, how can people reach you? And they give you a website. She gave us like 12 websites. Damn. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Your call's coming up. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all where you call in. You tell us what you want to talk about. 844, the number 2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
There comes a time when you have to decide, how am I going to vote? Well, here's an easy way to get things started. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org. No matter what your party affiliation, take a look at the Clark County Republicans. It's easy to do. Just go to ClarkCountyRepublicans.org to see what they're up to of late and find out how easy it is to register for local, state, and federal elections at ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's get to your phone calls from all across the state. In fact, let's begin with Mike. Mike, you're up. You're in Reno, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
That's right. I can't take it anymore. When is this party going to stop the insanity? I'm going back to the Nevada Policy Institute. When are we going to stop snickering at government, making fun of them, making fun of teachers, not wanting to give them enough money, but businessmen and athletes can make 30, 40, 50 million a year? When are we going to wake up? You want to knock the government? So who's going to go into government? The lefties. You want to knock the teaching profession? Who's going to go in but the lefties? Then you ask, what's wrong with our education? What's wrong with the government? When are we going to stop this insanity, Kevin? Remember Susan Powder?
So what should we do? Give me what we should do in 1 minute.
Here's what we should do. Honor our teachers. Honor people in government. Honor people in the public sector. Honor our medical people. Who are you going to call when you're on the street dying? Some business person or the medical profession? Stop the criticism. Honor these people. We need our teachers. We need these people in government. Honor them.
Hey,
stop knocking them.
Mike, we do honor teachers. And on this program, we love teachers. The people we're not crazy about are the union leaders who have put teachers into an untenable situation. As far as business people make the world go round. I mean, they're the ones that, you know, those are the ones that end up signing the paycheck on both sides. We need more people that sign the checks on both sides. In government. No, we really do. That's going to do it for today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your day, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's